Hello, and thanks for joining us for Soulpreneur Sessions. I'm your host, Yvette Luciano, helping you live your purpose, lift your platform, and leap into prosperity. If you want a career, business, and life that feels good on the inside, not just looks good on the outside, then you are in the right place. Welcome home. We are thrilled to have you here. Self-care is a non-negotiable for soulpreneurs. As we follow our heart and pursue our dreams in the world, we need to be sensitive to our physical and spiritual energy. High emotions, exhaustion, and burnout are far too common. There is no one better to speak about this important subject than the wise and wonderful, absolutely amazing soul, Dr. Libby Weaver. Dr. Libby is a rock star to me and a huge part of my heart. She is one of Australasia's leading nutritional biochemists, an 8-time number one best-selling author, and an international speaker. Armed with an abundance of knowledge, scientific research, and a true desire to help others see their own light and beauty. Dr. Libby empowers and inspires people to take charge of their health and their happiness. There aren't many teachers who can merge science and soul like Libby does. And today we're going to talk about self-care for soulpreneurs, the links between meditating, our brain chemistry, and business breakthroughs, rituals and creating space in our career for stillness, the difference between push and pull in our business, the value of appreciation, how to prevent burnout and hear your body when it needs to slow down, even when following our soul's calling. So let's dive in.
Now, could you please share with us a little bit about why you believe that a healthy lifestyle really allows and enables us to be our very best in our career and business? Why it's all tied in together, and that this old way of, you know, pushing yourself and that health, you know, pushing your health, you know, beyond a point that, you know, is in some ways, you know, it's good for your career. Push through. Why is that just not correct?
Well, firstly, let me acknowledge you for being a pioneer in this field, because the old way, of course, still exists, and there are a lot of people who choose to go down that path, whether it is knowingly or because they don't know that there is another way. So the fact that, you know, in an interview or in a soulpreneur's course that you even want to talk about health and lifestyle choices contributing to a great foundation for career and business is next level. I know that's a term that's really overused these days, but it is next level, because if we begin our day with some self-care rituals of meditation or movement or going for a walk in nature, it might be just making a cup of warm water with some lemon juice and looking out the window to whatever is your scenery, and feeling grateful for the fact that you're safe and warm and have clean running water, and, you know, just such simple things. Whatever the self-care ritual is that you begin your day with, it's like we have a shower to wash our body, but when we meditate or spend time giving thanks, it kind of cleans our mind. And when we begin to begin that, we know then that it's our higher self guiding us rather than the voice of the ego in pursuit of things. And there's a softness and a gentleness, which doesn't mean lack of action, but the softness and the gentleness and the kindness towards yourself that comes from beginning the day in that way is the best foundation for a business and the direction of your work in the world that there could possibly be. So I think that's really important. That's just as important as how we eat. But then that brings me to the next point of how we eat. And I think for such a long time, for so many people, they've assessed their health on maybe their weight or their appearance, or just that there is a lack of disease. But we, of course, really, if we can tune into ourselves and just the subtlety of how we feel each day related to our physical energy, as well as our spiritual energy, if we can be checking in with that on a daily basis, I really think that we will go a long way to potentially preventing more major things that could unfold down the track. So again, beginning the day with a self-care ritual allows us to be in touch with the subtleties of that, not become obsessed, but just with the subtleties of that. Because for me, energy is the real currency of health. So if we start to wake up in the morning and we're tired, for most people, they just reach for a coffee and push through. They don't listen to the fact that lousy energy is feedback from their body asking them to make some different choices. And it's usually asking us to eat, drink, move, think, breathe, believe, or perceive in a new way. But often in the old model of business, people just, as you say, they just push on. And it's essentially a destructive path. Whereas when we step up and take amazing care of ourselves through how we eat, through meditation practices, through moving our bodies, through being connected to, you know, how privileged our lives are because all of our basic needs are met, when still for too many people in the world that's not the case. That's such a, even that alone is a great stress management technique, because what we focus on is what we feel, and the nervous system can't be focused on two things at once. So hello to all the multitaskers out there, because we can do two things at once, but we can't focus on two things at once. But when we are taking care of ourselves, it doesn't just impact us, it impacts everyone that we then come into contact with. And so across the course of a day, in a developing business or a new business that's being created, or people growing their business, the way you connect with people is the foundation of your relationships with them moving forward. And when we, whether we realise it or not, I think in every area of our lives we've got standards. And so that's with how we feed ourselves, with our perception around how much we need to move, with our bank balance, with our level of contribution in the world. So everyone has standards, and if it's a fascinating thing to look at if you haven't looked at it before. And when we're not meeting the standards that we have for ourselves, you judge yourself. And when you're in that space of judgment, it's really bad for our health to pass judgment on ourselves. But what you'll then notice is that you spend a lot of time judging others, and also you'll judge yourself that whatever you do is never good enough. So when we, and it's usually not, when it's usually not conscious of that. So when we're in that place of, you know, I'm not eating as well as I want to, or as I know to, or, you know, I've sat on my bottom for the last 8 hours and I know that's not great for my energy or my mindset. I need to, you know, go out in nature for 10 minutes and open my arms and open my heart and breathe. And then come in and go again. It's when we're not meeting our own standards, it shows up in how we interact with everyone else. And so when we are taking great care of ourselves, it fosters, you know, immensely beneficial relationships to grow the business, but also for ourselves. So health and lifestyle, making great choices with our health and our lifestyle, for me, means making a difference not only to your own physical health and energy, which allows you to then create what you want to create in the world, but it's the best thing in the world for the planet as well, on a physical level and energetically.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we really talk a lot about in Soulpreneurs is setting our own definitions and measurements of success, and you know, really being clear on what's truly, truly important for us and what we're truly, truly here to do without being too influenced by everything else around us, and of course not being too influenced by our ego. Now, would you like to share with us a little bit about the impacts of meditation and these amazing things that we can do to keep us really in our true purpose?
So I think when meditation, obviously, can mean many different things to different people. And on a purely, I guess, physical level, science has shown how beneficial it is to so much of our brain chemistry. It's shown how beneficial it is to our nervous system. It allows us to access what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the calm arm of the nervous system that supports great. It's the rest and repair, digestion, reproduction, all those forces and processes in the body are immensely supported through that. So that's on a physical level. But I feel that what it does is it does get the ego out of the way. It does. I think I've had so many conversations with people over the years, and they'll say, how do you know which voice to listen to? How do I know if it's my ego making that choice or my higher self? And I don't think there's any hard and fast answers to that. You just, on some level, you know it in your own heart. And it's, for me, the biggest thing in that is trusting that, and trusting that, you know, this idea you've had you've come out of a meditation one morning and you've got this new idea. It's having the courage and the trust in yourself to know that that's your highest best version of yourself guiding you to take this step. And there's a gorgeous quote, and I don't even know who said it. It might just have been a rambling I read somewhere, sometimes the best chapters of our lives, there's so much uncertainty that we worry about it, but the best chapters of our lives don't even have a title yet. And it's not until we listen to that voice that comes through in meditation or an idea that flies into our head after meditation, you think, where did that come from? If it's pretty random, it's usually from your soul. And so I think being in touch with that is so, so beneficial. So like my mission, my business, it's really hard to separate. There kind of is no separation for me. But my mission in the world is to educate and inspire, enhancing people's health and happiness, igniting a ripple effect that transforms the world. Now, that just literally flew into my head one day. And for me, that feels poetic. It won't be for everyone, but for me, that feels quite poetic. And I wrote it down immediately. And as soon as I saw it on paper, it just touched my own heart. And I thought, my conscious mind can't have come up with that, because it was just in the moment, it just felt too perfect for me. And it expressed exactly what I was trying to do in the world or to help foster in the world. So it's listening to that and trusting that. And I feel like there's immense beauty and insight that can come from cultivating stillness in our life. And even though it's so challenging, particularly at the beginning of a business, but at any point in a business, you actually have to create the space to allow yourself that stillness. And you know, and if it's through a meditation practice, there's a beautiful practice I do called Stillness Through Movement. Which is like this sort of supported yoga poses, but that doesn't do it justice. But we find those ways in the world to be able to cultivate the stillness so that we can actually hear and be guided. And from that place, I believe our health is optimal as well. In saying that, I can hear the busy soulpreneurs having, I guess, you know, it's my life as well. I live in the same real world as everyone else with, you know, 85 million emails a day, and often across the day we have to meet other people's needs to grow a business. But at the same time, you're meeting your own needs and serving the world in doing that. We can get a bit worried, I think, sometimes that the busyness or the task list is going to take away from our health. And I think that's why having, remembering why you're doing it, so that mission and remaining in alignment with your mission is very important, because when you're doing it out of service, I think it energizes you. And if you're doing something out of duty, I think it depletes you. So if you can discern between what is obligation and what is service, I feel like it's that they do very different things for your health. So if you can stay in touch with the service, but also acknowledge when you feel like you're doing something out of duty and try to look at ways that you could change that, delegate that, or not do that as part of what you're doing, I think that's important. And allowing the rituals that you have set up in your life in the morning, middle of the day, evening, or it might be every hour that you get up and stand up and leave your computer and go outside and breathe diaphragmatically, opening out across your heart. Whatever a ritual is that appeals to you, we have to have those rituals as a foundation so that when we are busy across the day, we're still supporting our health. I think that I personally cannot compromise, particularly my morning ritual. I literally couldn't do what I do in the world if I didn't have that.
Yeah, totally. And it really is, I guess, about, you know, sometimes it's also about getting clever with how to really make the most of the time that you have. So sometimes, you know, sometimes on a Sunday, I might have extra self-care time than I do during the week, particularly if I've got a very demanding schedule that day with my commitments and things that I'm doing for other people. But one of my non-negotiables is I have to take my dogs down to the beach with my husband every day. Like that has to happen. And some days on the weekend, you know, we might be lucky, we might be able to go down for a couple of hours, but sometimes during the week, it's literally just 20 minutes and that's all that we can sort of squeeze in. That's always where I get my ideas. But I kind of get everything in that one session. I get a nice connection time with my husband that we have no devices. We have a no phones rule down at the beach. So that's a nice connection time for us. It's a nice connection with me and my dogs. I get the fresh air and the sunshine of the beach. I get the movement. I always try to take at least a minute or two, you know, at the very minimum when I'm down there to just myself, just quiet, close my eyes and just really focus on my breath. So it's kind of my, you know, even if I'm only doing that, having that 20 minutes a day and the rest of my day is just, you know, thrown into chaos, which sometimes happens, at least I've had that 20 minutes a day that I've got all of those soul nutrients that I need to really, you know, make me happy and help me come back into that place so, you know, sometimes I guess it is, and I know that we've got some mums in our solopreneurs that sometimes for them it's, you know, squeezing in 10 minutes alone time with the bathroom door closed and just, you know, sitting there and taking some breaths and just and putting some essential oils on their skin or something like that. Some moments that we can take for ourselves and to just breathe and yeah, sometimes just get creative with what we can and stretch it out longer when we can, you know, than when we can on the weekend. But then some of that time it might be, sometimes it means, you know, sacrificing a couple of hours of Netflix on the weekend that we're spending. So I do believe though that it is super important, and also that when we are, and then when we look at the other side of things of when we are really, really busy, and I know that we don't really like to use that word, but when, you know, when we've got these very, very full days, someone like you, Libby, who you are always doing and giving so much to the world, and you're always writing, speaking, flying, creating, all sorts of things. Generously giving your time for things like this class. And I guess so there's a difference between someone who's spending, you know, huge amounts of hours a week doing what you are doing and what I am doing and what many of our solopreneurs are doing what they love and being of highest service and of highest use and really living their true potential in the world, versus someone who is doing the same amount of hours but in something that is not really soul-fulfilling for them, or that they don't feel that they're being of true service, or that they don't feel that they're being appreciated, which we were just talking about earlier. But can we talk a little bit about what you believe is the impact on our health when we are really loving what we're doing in the world?
I feel that it's almost the difference between push and pull. When you've got to push yourself, it's all adrenaline, it's all stress hormone production, it's all really taxing on the adrenals. Whereas when the light of your own soul is pulling you along, the word pull doesn't even quite feel right there, but when you're lit up and it's coming from that place, your ability, I think, to have amazing health yourself, but also in the way you serve the world, is one of the most breathtaking things you can ever witness in someone, because you know that they're fulfilled themselves, but they're also, you know, contributing beyond the end of their own nose. And I love the word appreciation. You and I were talking earlier, it's almost like a theme in our lives at the moment, but I feel that so often you might notice that someone's done something for you, or they've gone above and beyond, or but I do feel like a lot of people are almost asleep to that. And I think it is so important to do it with yourself, but also to do it with the people in your life. To when you feel it, it's got to be authentic, obviously, but when, like a couple of times this week, I've actually had the urge to just take someone's hand. They're people I know. It's not randomness. But I take their hand and say, I really appreciate you. I hope you know how much I appreciate you. I hope you can feel how much I appreciate you. It's just I get tears in my eyes when I say it to them because it's the truth. But to feel someone receive that is also breathtaking. And when we have to realise that when you have a soul calling to create in the world, when you have a soul calling to create a business that not only supports your highest best vision of yourself, but also has that ripple effect out into the world, the every part of you, if you can imagine that our body is like an electrical field, which our nervous system is, almost like electricity, it's like the light is so on. And when you've got that, when that light is lit inside you, it fosters, like on a physical level, it fosters great energy, it fosters great oxygenation, it fosters clear communication through all your pathways. You've got to have nutrients for that as well. But I feel like almost if you can be in touch with that light inside you, never judge yourself if it's a little bit dim one day. Never judge yourself if you think, I can't feel it as much today. That's your body, your soul, just offering you an opportunity to have a look inside about why. If we want to be lit up, and I feel like it's a great barometer. Essentially, it's energy, but when you have that great energy and you can feel it in every part of your body, you know, then everything is in alignment. But that's not to say that when there's a day where it doesn't feel like that, it's not that you're on the wrong path. It's potentially your physical body saying, I need you to go to bed at 9 o'clock tonight rather than 11. It's just little pieces of this is going to best serve you. And I think too that when we are on when we're on a soul calling, you know, I come back to what I said earlier. You're not doing it out of duty. You're doing it because it's why you're here. And don't ever let it though affect your happiness. I've seen a lot of people across my years be of service in the world, and they're so focused on doing that that sometimes, yeah, they can sacrifice other parts of themselves and with burnout, essentially. So, again, it's coming back to those beautiful self-care rituals that we have in place and giving ourselves permission sometimes to have a day off, or, as you say, it's, you know, going to the beach because it fulfills so much of what you yearn for, what your physical body, your soul needs. And it's honouring that. When people say to me that they don't have time for something, commonly in my work, they'll say, oh, I don't have time to cook. And I don't think you can have amazing health if you're not prepared to make your own meals at least a few times in the week, but probably most of your meals. And so I'll say that when someone says, I don't have time for that, I'll say, what you're actually saying is that's not a priority for me right now. So if you rephrase that and say, with the example I just gave you, well, cooking is not a priority for me, how does that feel? Because that's actually what you're saying, because we will find time for whatever we prioritise. Yeah. And so what I see, and it's why I wrote Rushing Woman Syndrome, was I just saw women especially not prioritising their own self-care and suffering immensely, because if we think that, well, science suggests that humans have been on the planet for about 150,000 years, and I always get people to picture that as a 30-centimetre school ruler. 1 millimetre on that school ruler is 500 years. And so if we look at the rate of change that we've undergone as human beings, even over the last 100 years, let alone the last 10 to 20, given that social media is only just over 10 years old, wasn't that long ago that we left home and no one could get a hold of us. bring that back as far as I'm concerned. But so much has changed. And if you think that that's smaller than a pinprick in the drop of ocean of time that we've been on the planet, it's a very new way that we're asking our body to live. So we're still learning how to look after ourselves with this new way of life that, left, if we don't address it, left unaddressed, can lead us to constantly produce stress hormones because of, for some people, it's an excessive consumption of caffeine that leads them to make the adrenaline. For others, it's their perception of pressure and urgency. So when, to come back to your question, that sense of purpose and the impact that has on our health, for me, the lit upness that comes with that is inspiring to hopefully the individual who is lit up, but also to other people you come into contact with. But it also means that your nervous system is well supported. And then I can't help myself, but I always have to say, you've got to eat well, because nothing works properly inside when we don't have the nutrients going in.
Isn't she amazing? To connect with Dr. Libby, please visit drlibby.com and remember to subscribe here on iTunes to our Soulpreneur Sessions podcast for more shows on this topic and even more from our friend Libby. Thank you for your time and joining us here for Soulpreneur Sessions. Please remember to subscribe for updates and share this episode with your friends. Soulpreneur Sessions are created especially for you to live your highest purpose. So please let us know what future episodes, topics, or guests would be most helpful for you. Or if you do want more info right now about the Soulpreneur courses and coaching available to you, please visit soulpreneurs.com or email us at team@soulpreneurs.com. We love you. Have a beautiful day, and we will catch you next time.